What is 35 years old, unapologetically immature, and a hilarious snapshot of America if we lived in an animated world?
That's right, The Simpsons, Springfield's most famous animated family, celebrated 35 years on air yesterday.
No! 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 No!
Poor guy.
The series premiered on December 17th, 1989, and America's taste for animated, crude comedy on network television has not been the same since.
Hey, wait! Stop! I have garbage! You guys are the lousiest garbage men ever!
Of course, that is none other than Homer Simpson, the fearless nuclear power plant employee and head of the household, whose antics often land his family in hot water.
Thanks for explaining that. I wasn't sure who Homer was. Well, if you've wondered how the producers keep the show interesting, creator Matt Groening says it's all about keeping people on their toes.
Here's the problem with doing a sitcom, which has lasted more than 300 episodes, is you're trying not to repeat yourself. You're trying to surprise the audience, and you're trying to keep everybody who works on the show surprised. As a result, the show has gone off in some very peculiar directions.
That's Groening speaking with WHYY's Fresh Air back in 2017. And the surprise elements in the Simpsons universe range from collaborations with the NFL to countless guest stars.
There have even been a few of our NPR colleagues, past and present, who've made appearances over the years, like Fresh Air host Terry Gross.
This is Terry Gross from NPR saying thank you.
And Bob Boylan of NPR Music.
You just made a very powerful enemy, NPR. Our revenge is made possible by listeners like you.
And of course, former host of this program, Robert Siegel.
Who are you?
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is All Things Considered.
Happy 35th birthday to The Simpsons. When are you going to have me on? Thanks for the laughs and the memories.